So earlier in the week, we took a closer look at the implications of sewage on the beaches in Durban, in Umhlanga and other areas in that part of KZN. And the economic implications for the tourism season really were quite grave. Later in the week, the executive mayor of eThekwini, Mxolisi Kaunda, said no, the beaches are actually going to be open by next Thursday, the 1st of December. He said the sewage problems were solved. Some people are questioning that. Others are saying the data coming out of the water tests is moving in the right direction. But to get an overview of this, we thought we'd chat to Professor Anthony Turton, who is at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Prof, a very good afternoon and thanks for your time. When a water system is subjected to a sustained onslaught, I don't know what else to call it, from a failing sewage system, how long does it take to clear, even if you resolve the source of the problem? Because I would have thought currents come into it, offshore winds may play a part and so on.
Hello.
Prof, good afternoon, yes. Prof Turton. I don't know if you heard my question.
No, good afternoon. Sorry, signal is up and down here. I'm in KZN and signal is very varied. Now, just repeat the question, please.
I was just saying when an environmental system, a water system is subjected to sustained damage from a malfunctioning sewage system, how long does it take to clear? Because I would have thought ocean currents, offshore winds and so on could play a part.
Okay, right. So there's a very lot of complexity in that question. So let's first answer the question about the sewage system. The sewage system is an engineered system consisting of thousands of kilometers of piping that go through pump stations into wastewater works.
Right.
Now those have taken 2 decades to degrade and break down. That degradation was accelerated a year ago when we had those big floods, etc. So I'm very skeptical when they say that this part of the problem has suddenly been fixed up. I've seen footage as recently as 2 days ago with significant volumes of raw sewage flowing directly into the ocean.
Yes.
So I reject the fact that they can just suddenly fix up the wastewater system, at the drop of a hat. So I'm very, very skeptical of that. However, having said that, the ocean is a very, very big place. And when the water comes into the ocean, when the fresh water with the sewage in it comes into the ocean, a whole lot of things happen to it. So if I can just unpack what happens to it, as the sewage water flows into the ocean.
Yes.
Your sewage water is essentially fresh water. So you get two kinds of water. You get fresh water and you get salt water. Now, each of those have got different physical properties and different chemical properties.
Yes.
So let's unpack those just to understand, what is happening. Fresh water is less dense than seawater is. So fresh water will float on the surface of seawater without easily mixing. Now, this is counterintuitive. One thinks that, if you see a river flowing into the ocean, that you're going to see a mixing taking place.
Yes, yes.
But in reality, that mixing takes place over many, many kilometers and typically on the surface driven by wind and wave action. So now it comes into the question of sampling. When people take samples and say, last week the beach had lots of E. coli.
Right.
This week the beach is clean. Well, it all depends on where you take the sample and how many samples you take, what depth you take them at,
right.
what the prevailing wind is, what the prevailing ocean currents are. All of these are variable factors. So just to summarize what I've said. Number one, I've said I'm skeptical about the
indeed,
fact that
yes.
That they've suddenly fixed up the wastewater problem. I doubt that very much. However, I am encouraged by the fact that a very credible entity known as Talbot and Talbot,
yes.
they are in the mix and they're doing a lot of good public service. And their laboratories are SANUS accredited. They are credible laboratories and they're doing it as a public service. So I would believe what they have to say. They're probably the most credible source of information out there at the moment now. And then I would also fall back on another very important aspect, and that is the blue flag status.
Yes.
Because the blue flag reporting system is a very complex reporting system, And at its heart, it's about human safety. It's about the safety of the tourists.
Okay.
And it's broken down into many different aspects. And one aspect is the quality of the water. Will the quality of the water impact negatively on the bather? Yes or no?
Thank you very much, Professor Anthony Turton. Boy, plenty to digest there. Lots more questions to be asked. And we'll come back to that. Next Tuesday, the city of Etegwini is giving a briefing on the state of the beaches. We'll pick up that story again. And we're focusing a lot on this because it's not just about, well, can you lie on the beach or not? There is a massive economic conversation going on there, because if the tourism industry in KZN and the Durban area in particular takes another body blow, it has implications for all of us. Notwithstanding, of course, all of you who called in and said, I'm not sure whether I should follow up on my holiday plans or not. So there's a lot at stake. We'll stay with that story.